Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The California Senate and Assembly passed a landmark bill last week that would upend the gig economy in the state. Bill AB5 would reclassify those who are currently independent contractors as employees. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to sign the bill, which would go into effect on January 1st. Uber and Lyft, whose entire business models are based on their drivers being independent contractors, have vowed to spend $30 million to fight it. But this bill goes far beyond rideshare workers and would affect a major portion of California's economy. Beth Ross is a labor and employment attorney in the Bay Area who's litigated landmark cases in employment misclassification, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the term that's really at the heart of this matter. Can you explain what employment misclassification actually is?
Well, employment misclassification is a device that employers use to call workers who meet every test for employment and therefore coverage under the panoply of laws that protect employees, like minimum wage and overtime and workers' compensation and so on, to call those workers independent contractors and build features into the relationship with those workers to make it appear that they are something other than employees when in fact they perform the core business functions of the company.
So we mentioned that the legislation's impact could obviously affect the ride-hailing, ride-sharing apps that we know, Uber and Lyft, et cetera. But what are the other sectors of the economy that could have that could see some change after this bill?
There are numerous sectors of the economy. While the ride-hailing companies have gotten the most play, there are a million workers in California who will be covered by this law. So there are programmers, there are people who do marketing, there are people who do all the same types of work that the admitted employees at the tech companies do. It has been reported that at a company like Google in particular, 50% of the Google workforce is classified as contractor labor and therefore locked out of full-time benefits and don't have social safety net benefits that are provided by Google. Other sectors of the economy are workers who are some of the most vulnerable workers in our state and who have the least bargaining power, where the costs of maintaining them as employees are high and they perform work at scattered work sites dispersed and isolated from their peers. People like residential construction employees, drywallers, carpet installers, janitors, home health aides, agricultural employees, trucking employees, last mile delivery employees, exotic dancers, golf caddies, and so on. So we're talking about lots and lots of people outside of the drivers for Uber and Lyft and DoorDash and so on.
I'm going to assume that some of this, the resistance from companies on their end is because this is going to cost them more. Is that right?
Yes. So classifying workers as employees imposes a higher cost on any employer because they have to pay for workers' compensation insurance. They have to pay their share of federal payroll taxes. On the other hand, workers who are locked out of those benefits don't participate in our social safety net. And when they're old, they will not have as much money paid into Social Security to take care of them. And so the public will end up picking up the cost for all of these workers. So higher cost to employees initially, but much higher cost to the public and to the workers themselves in the short term and in the long term.
Beth, I'm wondering, have we heard from the National Labor Relations Board on this issue?
Well, the National Labor Relations Board has gone a completely different direction under the Trump administration on the question of employment classification. What the board has done under the Trump administration has been to adopt a very disfavored test for distinguishing between employees and independent contractors that very much favors the employers and very much disadvantages misclassified workers in the last 6 months issued an opinion finding that Uber drivers are true independent contractors. And so what we're seeing on the federal level under Trump has been kind of a move to the right. And in a state like California, and we can predict New York and Oregon and Washington will be following right behind, a move to the left. So we're kind of seeing a reflection of the polarization of our national politics played out in this arena. So I don't think the NLRB is going to shift direction until there's a shift in our national politics.
Speaking of the national politics, are we seeing other states that might be interested in moving forward legislation similar to this in California?
Governor Cuomo, when the news of AB 5 broke, issued a statement that I read saying that New York does not like to be bested by California. And so I think we're going to see legislation of a similar type in the state of New York. I would predict that we will see the same out of the state of Washington and the state of Oregon. Massachusetts has had independent contractor legislation of exactly this type on the books for many years, but without as high a degree of enforcement activity. And the state of New Jersey is in the process of adopting similar legislation. So I think that California is going to lead the way, certainly in what we would call the blue states. And I think the rest of the nation will follow behind, because the test for distinguishing between employees and independent contractors is very, very complicated. And what AB 5 does is it simplifies that test down to its essence so that workers and employers alike can easily figure out which side of the line they fall on and order their private affairs. And that's really the genius of AB 5. And I think we will see the country follow behind.
Beth Ross is a labor and employment attorney. Beth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
California listeners, we asked how the change would affect you.
My name is Jacob Hunter, and I'm from Tracy, California. I'm a real estate agent. I pay some fees, and I'm able to control my schedule in what I do and how I perform. This takes all the control away from me. I should be able to opt into being a contractor.
My name is Eric Berg, and I live in Santa Barbara, California. I'm a small business. I use restoration services. Contractors, they do not work for me in my own building. They work at their homes, many of them sometimes up to 75 miles away. How do those people become my employee?
Hi, this is Anna Sebrian calling from Los Gatos, California. Most comic book publishers have dozens of creators that they work with on a contract basis, and it would really hurt the comic book industry.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm from Salida, California. Right now, I'm a contract worker. I don't get any benefits. I don't get any things like days off, vacation. I would prefer to be reclassified because I'm a caretaker.